too loud.
So you can sort of test that one.
Yeah, thanks. So thank you for allowing me to come and share with you what's in my heart this morning.
谢谢大家能够让我今天来到这里跟大家分享我心里的话。
You know, I've been in this church for over 40 years.
我在这个教会已经有40多年。
And all of you guys are a family to us.
你们所有的人对我来说是我的家人。
Now this is a privilege and honor that we can stand here to share with you what you know God have for each and every one of us. And today I'm going to share with you what have God put in my heart.
对我们来说，今天能站在这里是一个荣誉，是一个特权，让神把他放在我们心里的话来跟大家分享。
I'm going to tell you I'm nervous wreck right now.
我可以跟大家说我很紧张。
My hope and prayers, you know, that I'm not in the way of the Holy Spirit to come and share with you what the Holy Spirit that God wants to talk to you.
是我的希望，也是我的盼望，让我不要成为你们和圣灵相交的路上的阻碍，而是让圣灵来让我把他给我的话跟大家分享。
In short, I'm also asking you to cut me some slack if I messed up.
长话短说，如果我这个弄砸了的话呢，请你们多多包容。
But I do know this, that on the Sunday service, there often we listen to the message and we walk out of that door and we have forgotten what the message is all about. So if you do not remember anything at all after this service, I want you to remember this. I'm speaking to the man.
我知道很多人就是星期天的主日结束离开教会的时候，主日的信息讲了什么可能都忘掉了。但是我要跟大家说，我今天要讲的，我现在先要告诉你们。Man,
I'm speaking to you. You need to lead.
男人们，我在跟男人们说，你们要担当带领的责任。
There's no excuse for man not to lead.
你没有任何的借口，如果你是个男人，你不担当带领的责任。
Women, your job is to be the support, and your job is to be the encourager. It's clearly defined in the scripture.
女人们，你们的责任是支持，你们的责任是鼓励，这在圣经里讲得非常的清楚。
So man leads his family in a way that his family members thriving and his own life was fulfilled.
男人带领家庭，这样的话呢，他的家人能够得到兴旺，他自己的人生的目的也能得到实现。
So before I get started, I'd like to share with you a little humor.
我在讲我的信息之前，先给大家讲一个笑话。
So in American, we look at this, it's the Washington and the cherry tree.
在美国，我们看到这个图就会想到华盛顿和樱桃树。
So, when Harry was a young boy in Louisiana, he was always getting into trouble.
哈利这个小孩，他是在路易斯安那，他小时候呢，常常惹麻烦。
One morning, while he was waiting for the school bus, he pushed the outhouse out into the bayou.
一天早上，他在等校车的时候，他就把外面那个厕所就推到了个沼泽地区。And
went to school.
然后就上学去了。Upon
his return, his dad called him up.
等他放学回家的时候，他爸爸叫住他。Son,
did you push the outhouse
to
the bayou?
儿子，是不是你把外面那个厕所推到了沼泽地里？
Yes, Father.
是的，爸，是我做的。It's
like George Washington. I cannot tell a lie.
他说，我就像乔治华盛顿一样，我不能说谎。
Harry's father took off his belt and said, "All right, son, bend over. I'm going to give you a whoop."
然后他爸爸说，好，儿子啊，你把腰弯下来。他把皮带抽出来，要拿皮带抽他。
Harry tried to explain. He's like, you know, Dad, you know, George Washington tell us to tell the truth.
他的儿子他就拼命的解释说，我就像乔治华盛顿一样，他砍了樱桃树，他就说实话，我也是说的实话。
Yes, son, but you also knew that George Washington's dad was not in the tree.
他说，儿子啊，是的，但是我要告诉你。乔治华盛顿砍了樱桃树的时候，他爸爸不在树上。
So that's just to break the ice for all of us.
这个对我来说，对我们来说是一个破冰。
What I want to share with you today is from this passage. It's about Joseph taking his family went to Egypt. Because he was being told that Herod is coming after Jesus.
我今天跟大家分享的是从马太福音的这段经文里头，约瑟在梦中被告知希律王会想来杀耶稣，小孩耶稣 ，baby Jesus.
We have read all of this earlier.
我们前面把这个经文已经念过了。
I'm going to continue on to verse 19.
所以我就想继续读从第十九节开始。
He said, but when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in the dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up.
希律死了以后，有主的使者在埃及向约稣梦中显现说，起来。
The same word was used in earlier passage from 13 to 15.
起来这个词在13到15节中间同样也出现。
And at the end on 21, Joseph got up.
然后最后第21节说约瑟起来。
And they didn't argue. They just say, all right.I'm going to give you a little bit of the background of what this story is all about. It sounds like a Christmas story, but I'm going to give you a little bit of background.
约瑟没有争辩，他就起来了。我要先把这个有一点的背景的情况跟大家说一说，听起来好像是一个圣诞的故事一样。
I believe this is not something very, very easy for Mr. Joseph to do.
我相信这件事情约瑟其实不是一件小事情，不是那么容易做的。
Most of you probably can Google this and figure out how far is it for Joseph and take it his whole family going from Bethlehem to Cairo.
你们可以谷歌地图来查一查，从伯利恒到开罗。这个距离大概有多远？
It's about 400 miles.
大概是400英里。
It's not, you know, pick up to go from here to the end of the street and go get you a cup of coffee.
这个不是说啊，从这儿到街那边喝杯咖啡回来，要比这个长了多距离。
We presume at the time he woke Mary with the baby, loaded his donkey.And set out in the darkness toward Egypt.
我们相信，当时他在半夜里头起来，叫醒了他，叫醒玛利亚和小孩，然后把东西装在那个驴子身上，然后晚上在黑夜里头就出发。
Bible didn't give a lot of specific, but we should be able to try to understand and see what's going on during this time.
圣经并没有给我们太多太多的细节，但是我们也可以能够知道当时到底发生了什么事情。
However, there is a lot of biblical evidence and a biblical historian have looked at this that Joseph took his family and went to Coptic, as the Coptic Christian believed that they went to Egypt in Coptic Cairo.
Okay, 但是从圣经的研究和这个教会的传统，特别是开普特基督徒他们的传统，他们相信啊，当时他们一家是去了科普特开罗。
And the time is not 2 weeks, it's 3.5 to 4 years of period than when Joseph took his family and lived in Cairo.
约瑟带他全家到埃及并且住在埃及这个时间段不是几个月，而是三年半左右。
I believe that the time there have made a lot of impact to the local people, and it started with what today we call Abu Serga, or the St. Sergius and Bacchus Church in Cairo, Egypt.
他们在那里的时候，对当地有比较大的影响，我们也相信，因为他们的影响才有了今天在那边那个教会。
And I think a lot of us believe that, oh, you know, it's the Middle East, and it has to be Muslim. No, in that area, it's called a Coptic Christian, and they are very, very Orthodox Christian.
很多人我们想当然的认为，那是中东一定是穆斯林的地盘，其实不是的。在那个地方，有一群人称之为开普特基督徒，他们是非常的虔诚，是东正教徒。
Swanee and I had a really privilege to visit Cairo, and I told the guide, I said, I really want to see this church, and it's called the Abu Serga Church or the Holy Virgin Church.
Swanee 和我有非常荣幸的能够去开罗，我就跟导游说，我们想要去看那个教堂叫Abu Serga, 现在的名字叫圣母教堂。
So this is where you'll see the well. There's a stairs you go down and you see where the well they went out and you know use it as back in the day.
这个教堂里头在这个楼梯下面有一口井，当时这口井可能就是那个时候用的一口井。
I would like to explore the protagonist or the leading character of this event, which is Mr. Joseph, Jesus' dad.
我想再来仔细的看这个故事的主角，就是约瑟。
Joseph was a man who led.
约瑟是一个带领者。
He led with wisdom and obedience.
他凭着智慧和顺服来带领。
He's definitely not a man of a pushover or a weak man that don't make a decision.
他绝对不是一个懦弱的或者软弱的人，不愿意做决定的这样的一个人。
He was a husband and a father that provide leadership and determined to lead, protect, and provide for his family.
他是一个丈夫，他是一个父亲，他是决心要带领那个家庭在属灵上。也在生活上来供养这个家庭。
As we said, Joseph was a wise man. So I don't think the day or the morning he was being told to go and just packed up and go.
约瑟是一个很聪明的人。我不相信就是他当天晚上决定要把东西全部装在起来就离开，然后就离开了。
However, I do think that he took the message from the angel very seriously and pick up and go with, first, I would think that he would gather a lot of information because I don't think he'd been to Cairo before.
我相信约瑟对天使在梦中给他的信息他非常非常的重视，他可能也做了很好的规划，因为去埃及那个地方他从来没有去过，也不知道怎么去。
At the time when the wise men left, Herod already very upset at that situation and about to kill any child below certain age.
在这个经文之前讲到，希律永王已经对那几个东方的博士非常非常的生气，因为没有听他的话，想去回到他那里头。然后他已经做了决定，要把某一个年龄段下面的小孩都杀掉。
So I believe Joseph was planning, communicate with his wife Mary, and make sure that he get enough provision to do this long trek about 400 miles long.
所以我相信约瑟已经做了准备，他已经把天使在梦中告诉他的信息已经告诉了玛利亚，然后他做了准备，为了这个400英里这么长的路程做好了准备。
Just imagine, Jesus was only several months old.
你可以想象，耶稣可能就是几个月大。
It's not an easy decision, is it, to go? And I'm a grandfather now, and I see my grandkids has to go someplace. He's got to bundle up and do this thing. They had a car seat, you know, and I don't know. I don't know how Mary will receive that.
带一个这么小的小孩出去不是一件小事情。我现在是个爷爷，我知道那个小孩要出去的时候，你要把他衣服穿暖和，这个儿童座椅有很多很多东西要带上，不是一件容易的事情。很难想象当时约瑟和玛利亚带着这么小的孩子走这么长的路。
However, I believe Joseph led his family to Egypt to escape the bloodbath.
但是我知道，约瑟带着他的家庭逃往埃及是为了逃避那个血腥的屠杀。
He was led by God and being told in his dream.
是神在引导他，他在梦中天使跟他说话。
I want to focus on Joseph being a leader of his family to his family.
我要强调，在这里强调约瑟是他的家庭的带领者。
However, Joseph is not a commanding officer.
约瑟他不是一个军事指挥官。
He's a leader that provides spiritual guidance.
他是一个带领者，来在属灵上给他的家庭带领。
He would also lead his family where to go.
他带领他的家庭知道往哪里去。
And the way they go and the provision that they need that he will provide.
走哪些路还需要哪些的物资一路上需要用到。
How he lived his life as God intended for him.
他是怎样来过他自己的生活，按照神的旨意来过他的生活呢？
I like this passage a lot. In the translation is in the message. So we have NIV translations, and this is the translation, the message, which is another translation in the Bible.
我特别喜欢这个经文啊，这个经文是从 NIV 又翻译过来的，实际上是另外一个译本。
And it says, husband, go all out in your love for your wives, exactly as Christ did for the church. Love marked by giving, not just getting. Christ's love makes the church whole. His work evoked her beauty. Everything he does and say is designed to bring the best out of her, dressing her in dazzling white silk, radiant with holiness.And this is how husbands ought to love their wives. That's really doing themselves a favor since they are already one in marriage.
这段经文的翻译是这样的，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会。爱是以付出为标志，而非索取。基督的爱使教会得以完全，他的言语唤醒了他的美丽。他所做的一切，所说的一切，都是为了让他展出最好的一面，用洁白如丝的华衣装饰他，闪耀着圣洁的光辉。这就是丈夫应当爱妻子的方式。他们其实是在成全自己，因为夫妻已经在婚姻中成为一体。
So as I reminded you earlier about the women, two verses prior, it say wives.Submit to your husband as to the Lord. I'm sorry I didn't have
no,
that.
No problem. 提醒这边的姐妹们，就这段经文前面的两节就说，妻子们，你们要顺服丈夫，就像顺服主一样。
This is the kinds of leaders God intended for man.
这就是神让我们男人们想要做的这样的一个领导者。
A man's duty to his family is a sacred trust given by God.
男人对家庭的这个责任是神所给的一个神圣的托付。
And the duty is bound up with the broader missions of God.
而这个职责跟神给我们的更宽广的这个使命是联系在一起的。
That is the Great Commission.
这个更大的使命就是我们所知道的大使命。
According to the Bible, there are three spheres of authority.
根据圣经有三个领域的权力、权柄、权威。
The first one is called the household.
第一个是家庭。
And then the Bible is also very clear about the sort of organizations about the church.
第二个圣经非常清楚就是教会这个组织。
And then the state.
最后是国家。
Government.
政府。
All these spheres are God's given guideline and establish an authority structure.
这三个权威的这个领域都是神所设立的，神给了运行的原则。
While each sphere is presented with the different degrees of specificity, specifically.
虽然这三个不同的领域在圣经里头是给了我们不同的一些具体化的一些指导。
However, household sphere is spelled out in the finest detail in the Bible.
比如说，有关家庭的这个教导是最详细、最细。
All three have their legitimacies granted to them by God and recorded in the Bible.
虽然细节不同，但是三个领域的权威都是神赋予的，并且都记载在圣经中。
Man lead his family in a way that his family members thriving and his own life was fulfilled.
男人们应该这样来带领他的家庭，让他的家人能够成长，让他自己生命的意义得到实现。
Again, by no means we are discounting the women.
我们不是在这边来轻视妇女。
They are designed. The women are designed to be a perfect helper to complete the man.
是神的设计，让女人成为丈夫的完美的帮助者，使丈夫能得到完全。
The life of the family is spelled out in several verses in the Bible.
在那个家庭的生活在圣经中间有不少的圣经经节里头非常清楚的有讲述。
Human race began with the family of Adam and Eve.
人类开始是亚当和夏娃一个家庭。
As we also see that God has chosen people through Abraham and Sarah.
我们也看到了神的选民从亚伯拉罕、撒拉开始是一个家庭。
And now I believe we are at the age of you and I.
然后一直到今天我们这个时代这个家庭就是你和我。
When we talk about family, Bible provides us a blueprint.
当我们讲到家庭的时候圣经给了我们一个很清晰的蓝图。
How family should be run.
告诉我们家庭应该怎样来运作。
With the father bearing the final responsibility for the spiritual leadership of the home and for the discipleship of their children.
这个蓝图就是父亲要担当最后的责任，来做全家的属灵的领袖，并且教养儿童。
A man must handle on self-control and a firm standing in the solid principles rooted in truth.
男人必须要有自律，并且要坚定地站在基于圣经真理的这个基础上。
or he will make a mess out of any attempt to carry out any obligation to the state, to the church, or his own family.
如果你不是这样做的话，他会到处碰壁犯错误，而不能来完成神给托付的任何的责任，不管是对国家、对教会，还是对自己的家庭。
Self-control addresses throughout the scripture as well.
自律或者自我控制，在圣经里头有很多处的教导。
I'd like to point this out on particularly on verse 6, and it said that, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and your perseverance, godliness. And this is sort of the blueprint that God has given us to be the leader.
彼得后书第一章的第五、第七节，第五到第七节，特别是第六节，我认为是圣经给我们的怎么样来做带领者的一个蓝图，特别是第六节说，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上敬虔。
You know, often we felt like we have to be the authoritative way to impose on others' families or the man, and I don't think God's doing that.
常常我们认为有时候会觉得这个是要实施这种绝对的权威在家庭或者在其他的方面，但是我不认为这是圣经的教导。
And I will submit to you as I was going through these things, as you know, well, we look at today's society, it's a mess.
我要承认跟大家说，我们今天看到我们今天的社会，你会看到很多事情是一团糟。
And then I felt like, oh, you know, it's my obligation to overpower those mess.
我必须要承认，有时候我看到这一团糟的情况，有时候会想到我要来战胜这样的这个杂七杂八的事情。
So I learned also from this guys named Joshua.
我同时也从约书亚这个人身上学到了。
I would encourage you to read not just this.Passage because of time, and you know, you read a little bit on the front end of it and then at the end. And in this, it gives you a picture of what Joshua is trying to tell me.
我鼓励大家读耶稣亚记，从前面到后面，因为我们今天因为时间的限制，我们只能是讲到一节，因为这节经文告诉我耶稣亚是怎么做的，也是在对我说。
And he didn't impose on saying that we got to have this.Added law, added ordinance, added all of this stuff that the government can do for you and I.
耶稣亚并没有说，我必须告诉你们，你们要遵守这个法规，这个律法，你们只能这样子做。
He said that if it is agreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourself today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
他说，你们要服侍耶和华，你就服侍耶和华。但是如果你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？但是约书亚说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Men are created to worship and serve the creator our God.
神创造了男人是让他们敬拜他，服侍他。
So then what have we learned?
那我们在这里学到了什么呢？
Out of all these three spears of that lay out for the society,
看到了这个三个权力的领域对社会来说，这个三个权力的领域，我们学到了什么呢？
All three rely on integrity of self-governance or self-control.
所以所有的这三个都要依靠自我管理和自我控制的。
We have seen that the Great Commissions require us to disciple the nations, and the nations are to be governed according to these three spheres that God has given to us.
我们看到了的大使命中间，我们要让万民做我们的门徒，而这个万民万国要需要在这个三个领域这个权力的范围内被管理。
Now let us talk about the household fit into this greater equations of the Great Commission.
那我们来想一想，我们那个家庭怎样来放到这个大使命这个大的框架之内。
If our task or our command in the Bible to tell us that we need to make a disciple of all nations,
如果我们的命令，我们的呼召是让万民做我们的门徒。
And I believe it is that we are told in Matthew 28, at the end of that Matthew 28, go and make disciple of all nations.
这个不是个假听，这个事实，因为在马太福音第二十八章最后的时候说。你们要去让万民做我的门徒，是耶稣给的大使命。
We need to influence, and we need to be able to convince that three spheres of family, church, and state.
我们要相信，我们要对这个三个权威的领域，就是家庭、教会和国家，要有正面的影响。
And the household.Is the fundamental building block of society as God intended.
而这个三个中间，家庭是社会的最基本的构成部分，而这是神所设立的。
I'm not that complicated, or I'm not that great to be the politician. Therefore, I take the first step to make sure that my family, my children.My grandchildren are the one that I'm going to have to disciple first.
我不是一个很复杂的人，我也不是一个政客，但是我非常的清楚，对我来说，我的家，我的孩子，我的孙子辈，就是我首先要让他们做门徒。
So my first task is to make sure that they know Jesus as their personal savior.
所以我要确定要做到的是，他们认识耶稣，接受耶稣做他们自个人的救主。
Particularly when they are young and they are under my authority.
特别是他们还年轻，仍然是在我的权柄之下的时候，我要让他们认识耶稣，接受耶稣。
And I encourage you, young family, if you have children.That's your task, particularly the father.
所以我在这里鼓励在这儿的年轻的家庭，特别是做父亲的，这是神给你们每一个人的一个任务。
Make an impact for the gospel in your own household first, before you saying, I want to be a missionary in Timbuktu.
在你在讲我要做一个传道士等等之前，首先你要让福音在你家里传开。
And I'm not discouraging you to go to Timbuktu, by the way.
Timbuktu, where is Timbuktu?
Sorry, somewhere out there, right? In anywhere in the world. I'm not discouraging you to go to the mission field. I'm not discouraging you.
我要跟大家讲清楚，我并不是在。我并不是在跟你们说你们不要去到什么地方去传道，这不是我的意思。但是你要先从自己的家里做起。
Thank you. Although a household can be more than a family,
一个家庭可能比家人的范围要来得大。
You know, because you have your extended, you know, brothers, sisters, and all of that, but.It's certainly not less than a family.
它可能还包括你这个亲戚等等，但是它 肯定不会少于你的家人，这个家庭不会少于你的家人。
So as I speak to the husband as the head of the household,
所以我今天在这里跟丈夫们说话，他们是家庭的主人。
So I did a little digging, a little research about the word husband.
所以我就做了一点功课研究这个丈夫这个词怎么来的。
The old English husband come from a word husbando.
这个老的英文中间 husband 丈夫这个词来自于一个老的词叫 husbando.
Husbando mean the male head of a household. That's what it meant.
这个 husbando 这个原来的老的英文词的意思就是家庭的男的带领者。
So husbando, the root words for that is also from the Old Norse called husbandi.
这个 husbando 这个老的词，它的词根是来自于挪威里头的 husbandi.
And it's called master of a house.
它的意思就是家庭的主人。
Hus, as we know it, house.
Hus 就是房子，家。
Bondi means the occupier or the tiller of the soil.
这个 Bondi 就是占有者或者是地的耕种者。
So practically speaking, so we don't go all over, I want to use Jesus' dad as the guide so that we can be focused on the family sphere.
所以从实用的角度出发，我也不想展开太多。我就让大家一起来看看，从一个家庭这个范围，用耶稣地上的父亲约瑟作为一个例子。
It was clear in the passage that we read earlier that he obeyed when he was commanded.
非常非常清楚，我们从我们读的这个经文里头看，约瑟他顺服神的命令。
You know, in today's world, we might not haveGod open up the window and say, hey, do this anymore, right?
在今天的社会里头可能再也不会有神把窗户打开然后说、哎、你要做这个你要做这个。
But a man should be sensitive to hearing and obeying God as he spoke to us through reading of the scripture. That's how now a lot of time God spoke to us by reading the scripture.
但是我们作为男人作为丈夫，我们要对神的话语要有敏感。我们比如说，我们通过读圣经啊，圣经是今天神跟我们说话的一种主要的方式。我们要对神的话语要敏感，要顺服神的命令。
The second, a man should be proactive in identifying potential challenges to the welfare of his family and coming up with a solution. That's called proactive.
第二个就是男人他应该积极主动的去来找到、对家庭的福祉有影响的那些挑战，主动的去应对，来找到答案。
And don't just sit around, take responsibility to your family's spiritual welfare, financial welfare, and their physical welfare.
不要就坐在那儿，什么事情不干，要承担责任。你要承担的是你家庭的属灵的责任，对家庭的经济上的责任，和对家庭你身体体力上的责任。作为丈夫
，Man should lead his wife and children with dignity.
男人应该以尊严来带领他的妻子和他的孩子们
，not mocking.Or belittling them.
不是去嘲弄他们或者轻视他们。
We should also be aware of our own shortcoming.
我们也必须认识到自己的缺陷。
As we, man, manage our household well and provide directions and counsel,
我们作为男人应该来妥善的管理好自己的家庭，来给、 家庭有带领，有好的建议。
Willing to be vulnerable. Husband, we should. Don't feel like we are the only person. We should be able to be vulnerable and listen.
我们作为丈夫也可以来显示自己的弱点，有时候也应该听取意见，老婆的话也是要听的。
He added that one, but yes, that's good. But that's good. But keeping a good reputation, I believe, it's also something that we ought to do.
要有一个良好的声誉啊，也是我们非常需要去做的，要有好的名声。
As for me, I failed a lot of this.
对我来说，我在这个方面我犯了很多错误，我有很多失败。
However, I'm willing to go to my wife, to my kids, to say, hey, if I'm not doing it right, tell me, show me.
但是我愿意到我太太面前，到我孩子面前跟他们说，如果我没有做对，你们要告诉我。
If not, it'll be very difficult for us to be a leader in our community,leaders in our nations, and we see it often. Those leaders fail us miserably.
如果我们不这样去做的话，我们不会成为我们社区的一个好领导，成为或者是国家的一个好领导，因为我们都看到，我们所看到这些领袖，他们完完全全的把事情都搞砸了。
All messed up, right? We've seen so many.
搞
了
一团糟。
So church, the challenge is to practice how we can begin taking that step.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我给你们的挑战是，我们怎么样来走出这个第一步，去来在我们的生活中间来实践。
How do we lead our family so that we can be a good testimony?To the people, our neighbors, and our community.
弟兄们，你怎样来带领你的家庭？你怎样来在你的社区，在你的邻居之中做美好的见证
？You know, as I was preparing this conclusion, one thing came very strongly to me is this.A lot of this theory, a lot of this practical stuff that we just talk about, not necessarily exclusively for Christian.
当我在准备今天这个讲到的结尾的时候，我一个非常强的感受，就是我们今天讲的这个圣经的教导和一些实用的原则，其实不仅仅限于基督徒的家庭。
However, that is the pinnacle. If you do not know Jesus today, you can be doing a lot of things. Practice all of this. Be the sweetest to your wife and to your children and to the worlds around you. But one thing you will miss is the grace that God has given to you.And to me, it's just a question of whether I'm going to receive it or not.
虽然这些原则适合于基督徒以外的家庭，但是非常非常重要的一点是耶稣。如果你不认识耶稣，你没有耶稣，你可以什么事情都做得很好，对你的妻子、对你的孩子都好得不得了，在外面的名声都非常好，但是你还是没有得到神给我们的恩典。
It's right here.It's inside. No one can take it away from you.
因为耶稣在我们心里，他就在这里，没有人能够把他从这里拿走。
However, I would encourage you, if you are leading your family, it's not easy, but do it one step at a time.
我要在这里鼓励我们所有的弟兄们，你在带领你的家庭，这不是一件容易的事情，但是你们要去带领，你们要去做。一步一步的走。
like the old Marines say, put your right ahead of your left and repeat that.
就像这个海军陆战队人说，你的右脚在你的左，先走，迈出右脚，然后迈出左脚，然后重复右脚、左脚，一步一步的走。
Stay in God's word.
我们要在神的话语里。
If you do it only in this knowledge, and you will disappoint yourself.
因为如果你只是靠你自己的头脑的想象的话，你会对自己失望。
Just like in John 15, tell us we are like the vine and the branches.
要记着，约翰福音第十五章告诉我们的，葡萄树和枝子，我们要连接，葡萄枝子要连接在葡萄树上。
Lean on Jesus, lean on God.
我们要依靠耶稣，依赖神。
Not on your own understanding, as we read often.Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
而不是依靠自己的聪明。我们大家很熟悉的经文在箴言第三章的第五到第六节。
Don't just stay in your own home and not mingle with your community.
也不要只是一天到晚待在自己的家里，你要出来和你的邻居在社区里头要有交流。
Particularly,If the church is your community, come and join the activities of the church. That's one way to build up a good and solid family.
特别是如果教会是你的社区，你应该来到教会参加教会的活动，因为这是个最好的来建造这个团体的一个方法。
I'll repeat it again.Man lead his family in a way that his family members thriving, then his own life was fulfilled.
我还要再重复一遍，男人们，你们要带领你的家，所以你的家人能够得到成长，你自己人生的意义也能得到实现。
May God bless you and lead your family for the glory of Jesus Christ.
愿神祝福你们。为了耶稣基督的荣耀来带领你的家庭。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
谢谢奥斯卡弟兄给我们带来神的话语。谢谢永隆弟兄翻译。Thank Brother Oscar for delivering God's message and Brother Yunus translation. 下面我们唱一首回应诗歌，请我们的敬拜团队，请大家起立。回应诗歌是诗歌本上第418首，耶稣领我。This song is from Hammond's book 418. He leads me, O blessed God.